At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
With Runnyweary by Irish Life Health. Find out more at irishlifehealth.ie.
It's a Mind Yourself Now special all week. We have a different expert on each day this week at 9:30. And it culminates on Friday with a very special online panel of experts. And that's going to be free. It's going to be a webinar and you can join in. We'll give you more details of that in a few minutes. But today we're celebrating fitness because it's a January like no other in fairness. But that doesn't mean that we can't kick the year off on the right foot. So all this week we're doing Mind Yourself Now specials. Today's is Ronan Murphy from Tone Fit and Viking Built. He's on the line. Hello, Ronan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're happy doing great.
Good, good. Yeah, well, New Year. Let's not go with the happy just yet, but hopefully it's going to be happy soon.
I am a little bit sore, actually, because I tried your Fit by 15 last night, which we're going to talk about today.
Nice.
And, you know, I should have known with you that even if it's 15 minutes, it's still going to be intense enough to give you just that feeling the next day that you did something yesterday. But can you tell everybody what it's about? Because I really enjoyed it and I'm actually very confident that I'm going to stick with it. And I'm excited about it.
Oh, great. Good to hear. Good to hear. Okay, so Fit by 15 basically is a phrase I coined, or it's nothing new. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. And the idea is we're all going into our third lockdown and we're sitting around and we're working at laptops and computers at the kitchen table or under the stairs or wherever. And our body essentially is designed to move and we're not moving anymore. We're not running for a bus or walking from the train station or cycling into work or, you know, we're not getting up halfway through the day and going for a coffee. So the body is actually, it's not essentially falling apart, but it's suffering as a result. So what I'm planning on doing or what I'm hoping to do is coin the phrase Fit by 15 because we want to get people moving for at least 15 minutes a day. Like if you get up and move for 15 minutes a day, working the whole body, you're twisting, bending, lifting, pushing, pulling, you're encouraging the body to move, you're getting the endorphins flowing, you're going to offset any of that kind of 3 o'clock slump, and you're essentially keeping the body ticking over as if you were going through a normal day's routine.
Well, I suppose you probably need to jam a bit of effort into that 15 minutes, like Dermot was saying, if, you know, as you said, you would maybe get up in the morning, you know, run for the bus, get the bus into town, leg it from the bus up to work, then as you said, maybe stroll for a coffee, but then leg it back because you're late or whatever, and then repeat on the way home. So while you're doing a lot of that little stuff kind of spread out throughout the day, if you're putting it into one 15-minute window, you've presumably got to work a little bit harder there.
Yeah, there's obviously going to have to be focus and purpose with the work you do. And like you were saying, you're kind of, it's like a condensed version of a 20 or 16 hour day where you're up and moving. So if you can get 16 hours worth of movement into 15 minutes, you're going to obviously have to focus and do it with purpose. But again, it's relevant to the body. So you may be, you know, training next to someone or virtually training next to someone who is a hell of a lot fitter than you, and they're going to hair off at their own pace.
Yeah.
But if you push yourself at your pace, you're absolutely perfect, you're golden, because you're pushing your body to what your body is capable of, nobody else's. And therefore, you're getting your full workout in the 15 minutes a day. So it's 7 days a week, 15 minutes, and you're resetting the clock pretty much every day.
Really sounds doable, because the one thing, Ronan, you've had the pleasure or pain of training both myself and Dermot before in our lives. And yeah, I'm one of those people where I cannot possibly do anything on my own. I need to have someone like Ronan, you know, going, Dave, get up off the floor and continue to exercise. You're not allowed to come here and go to sleep.
Breathing is overrated. Yeah.
But I mean, 15 minutes a day, even for a comfy kind of cozy hole like me, sounds eminently doable.
It really is. And that, like, the amount of people I've spoken to, because I ran a bit of a test one before Christmas for 60 days. And there were a load of people that kind of, I almost had to coerce into trying it. Mm. And after about 2-3 weeks, see, it all started with the second lockdown. And then after about 4 weeks, the second lockdown was released and where more people were kind of coming back to the gym and I was talking to them face to face. And they were like, it's only 15 minutes a day. It's so easy. And I was like, yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you for the last 4 weeks. And,
yeah.
But they're all, it's as if, you know, Illuminati, you know what I mean? The wool has been lifted over their eyes, from over their eyes. And you're kind of going, I know, it's literally the length of a cup of coffee and a conversation, but it really, really works. So, yeah, we've had some good uptake, and it's free for the first week if anybody wants to try it, if there are any skeptics out there who want it. And they're more than welcome to try it, yeah.
Well, I know that people didn't know what I was doing because I was doing it in my bedroom last night, and obviously downstairs people could just hear that for 15 minutes. So when I arrived down, they were like, what the hell were you doing up there?
Daddy's been playing the drums again.
But there's another aspect of it which I really like that you've tagged on to the end that just takes 2 minutes at the end. Tell everybody about that.
Okay. So the 2 minutes at the end of an Easter egg, I suppose, is the most recent phrase people use for, is at the end of every workout, we say, listen, you're now finished your workout. 15 minutes is done. Go and cool down, and whichever way you want. You can do a cool down video if you want. But the other aspect, if you want to stick around for 2 more minutes, we are going to spend the next 60 days doing 2 minutes at the end of every day, focusing on one skill. And this 60-day challenge, we're going to do one skill, which is a handstand. So essentially, what we're doing is for the first week, all we're doing is stretching and mobilizing the wrists and forearms, ready to start taking the body weight. And then next week, obviously, we'll start lifting the body weight and so on. And the end goal is everybody should be able to do a variation off of handstands by the end of 60 days. So whether it's a headstand or a handstand against the wall or a freestanding handstand, that's the end goal. So you kind of get that extra little cool angle to it as well at the end of 60 days.
I just love the idea of just wherever I am. You know, it could be on the beach in the summer. It could be just in the office here. I just bend over, suddenly start doing a handstand.
That's the idea.
Nobody in this office would find that remotely weird, if I'm honest, that he would do that. Oh, look, Daddy came through the floor of the bedroom again. Oh, he's doing handstands. Question for you. Helen in Wexford says, Roland, I need some advice on what to do if you have a strain in your adductor. I've been so active during all the lockdowns. Most days I do HIIT and then go for a run. The other night on my run, it was freezing and all my bones started to hurt, and my adductor is the problem now. Can you recommend any HIIT workout to do during this lag period?
Okay, so if you've got an issue with the lower body...
Roland, wait. Yeah. What's an adductor?
An adductor essentially is the inside of your leg. Okay. So abductor on the outside and adductor on the inside.
Right.
So essentially, it's the part that pulls your leg across the body. So your right leg will go across to the left.
Okay.
It's essentially a tight muscle. So what you need to do is stretch that muscle and manipulate that muscle. Don't not use it. So if you're going to do movements, start slow. So start into your squats and your lunges and your lower body movements, slowly, gradually increasing the range of movement. And what you're aiming to do there is mobilize the joints around the hip and the knee, and also stretch and contract and extend the muscle, and slowly increase the range of movement as you go, bringing the muscle up to temperature, bringing blood in, and mobilizing it. And then at the end of your session, spend extra time stretching that one particular area. And you're slowly, softly, softly, a little bit every day will eventually loosen that muscle out.
Right.
And also what I'd say is have a look at the glutes. Glutes are 99% of hip, quad, hamstring, adductor, lower back issues. So if you go into a thing, if you're not sure of it, look for a pigeon pose on YouTube. You'll find thousands of videos. Essentially what it is, it's a glute stretch at the outside of your hip, which could also be a result of a tight adductor because they work contrary to each other. One pulls, the other one pulls.
Excellent.
Actually, there's some good glute stretches in your cool down video as well, because I was doing them last night. And you know those, you're like, oh my God, that's a good stretch.
Where can people find all the stuff if they want to do it?
So if they go to our Instagram page, ToneFit, ToneFit, you'll find a link in our bio to our YouTube playlist. And the videos are all public for this week. And you have 7 videos that you can access. And then at the end of the week, if you're interested, you can sign up and we'll go private. And we'll take the next 53 days as a team under lock and key.
Okay. Helen in Wexford, if you have a question for Ronan about fitness, you can email it to DermotandDave@todayfm.com, because Ronan will be one of our experts who on Friday will be part of the panel answering all your questions in a much longer forum chat, so you can get loads of them in. So DermotandDave@todayfm.com if you want to send a question in. And very quickly, Ronan, before you go, someone wants to know, is it pregnancy friendly, the Fit by 15?
Yes. It's okay. Pregnancy friendly. As long as you have not been told by a doctor to not do certain exercises, then you're good. Don't If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay, sounds good.
And Dermot, I want to see videos of you doing a handstand today, please. I want to see that car crash because it's as bad as mine.
Isn't it meant to take 60 days before I should attempt it?
Listen, 6 minute abs, 8 minute abs, whatever. Just give me some handstand.
Well, it was funny because I realized just how pathetically weak my wrists are because you gave some like basic just wrist movements to begin the preparation for a handstand. And I was like looking at my wrist going, oh my God, like like little pencils I have. I really need to work on them. So thank you for helping me develop my manly wrist.
Robert Murphy from Tone Fit and Viking Build, thank you for all that today. And we'll chat to you again on Friday.
Okay, guys, see you Friday.
Cheers, Ron. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So Tone Fit is the place to go, and tonefit.com, or else, actually, I put up links to it on my stories as well on Instagram. I'm at Dermot Today FM.
Your chance to win €600 coming your way in a few minutes, Simon, Today FM.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
With Runnyweary by Irish Life Health. Find out more at irishlifehealth.ie.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.